Hallelujah. Good morning, disciples. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light to declare the praises of you and to walk in the wonderful path of righteousness, walk on the highway of goodness, all because of what you have done, and we've come home in the family. And thank you, Lord, that we don't walk without you. We walk with you, develop on schedule day by day. Thank you. Your will be done this day, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, the readings is Galatians chapter 4 from 8 to 11.
Formerly, when you didn't know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not God's. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I'm afraid I may have labored over you in vain.
Hallelujah. You're the strong portion of scripture here. And this is the thing is, it's exactly like Jesus. Jesus had to leave heaven itself and then come to this earth and take on the form of a man like us, from baby to young man to father. And he need to stay in tune, develop on schedule. And this is exactly the same with us. It's just we've come out of darkness. You know, he left him or the beauty of heaven. We've come out of darkness to now experience the beauty of being a part of the family, the beauty of the destiny and inheritance that is laid out for us. And that's what it's all about, guys. It's prodigals having come home. And they now must stay home. Not, yeah, no turning to the left or turning to the right, staying in fellowship with the Father and Son and doing that which is given to us. And the beauty is we just do it on a daily basis, dedicated to the Almighty, to getting faith being tested, and then faith being realized. You hear my word. And does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. So morning by morning, you build your house on the rock. You see and hear what you need to see and hear. And then you go into the day and the storms come and you overcome. And so that's breaking it down piece by piece. But there's a unique destiny for each and every one of us to fulfill. And that's your name written in heaven. So it's also some of the basics that we see in the book of Acts, being born again, being baptized, receive the Holy Spirit. Some of the deeper realities. And hey, I've been busy over 40 years, and the Lord has just showed me this now. The last things Jesus tells his disciples is all authority has been given to me, and it's because of that now you go out and make disciples. Now, so, but that's first of all, we are disciples, not converts to this church or that congregation or to this. We're disciples of the Lord first. It's right at the end. He says, teaching them all things I've commanded, and lo, I am with you. So you stay in the commandments and the teachings and the understanding. And what is that baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? I just thought it was we died with you, Jesus. So our past is gone and our future is now secure as we are raised with you. Yes, it includes that. But why does it include that? It's because you are now baptized means immersed. It's the baptismo, the word. You take a piece of cloth and then you dip it into dye and dip it in properly, right down. And when you lift it up, that piece of cloth has taken on the dye. It's a metal, you knock out a metal sword, and it looks like a sword, but it's not what it's supposed to be yet. Then when you dip it into the oil, it takes on the characteristics of that oil. It becomes one, and now it's a new creation. And so we've been brought into the family of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So all the beauty that we see in Jesus and all the goodness we find in Scripture is now our portion. So yeah, that's the great reality. So we set apart from that. We're in the world, but not of the world. Our citizenship is of heaven, and we have a story, a destiny, an inheritance to fulfill. I love the words of Paul. After you came and he gave the elementary, gave the basic instruction and all that is needed for the disciples, making disciples, then he says, I can now, and he goes away. He says, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. So you have been built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, the disciples that became apostles, and Jesus Christ. And it's been built on, and many has laid these foundations and has extended the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. And now we come in, and I truly believe, according to what we have seen in this world, and knowing they're coming against the truth, and the lie is exactly opposite to the truth. What is the demons and the devil behind? One world government behind reset. So what is that saying to you? What is the truth? God's government is here to fill the earth, and that's his body. It's a new world where God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and his children are all restored in every way. It's coming. And reset. Why? Because everything is being reset. God is bringing it back to the original. That's why it says he is blessed, because he has blessed us. Blessed be God the Father, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He's blessed because everything has been given back. We come back to the family, back to our senses, back to our purpose. And that's it. Yeah, we come back so that we can bring about the kingdom on earth. So the reset is taking place. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, and keep your eyes focused. Run the race. Amen. You are precious, unique, holy, righteous of God. Are you in Christ Jesus, who's made you wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness? And that's kingdom realities. That is the kingdom. That is the Spirit. That is the God quality of life, eternal life. Be blessed, because you are blessed.
Amen.